Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
From all accounts that I've read of Charles Spurgeon, it appears he must have had a photographic memory. He read constantly, and what he read was at his command when he preached. He could quote from any book of the Bible with exact accuracy. He had memorized an immense number of hymns. He was continually buying secondhand books until his library numbered 10,000 volumes. When he came to London at the age of 19, he disturbed the complacent religious scene in a big way. Preaching at the time lacked fervor and the churches lacked vitality. You can imagine the contrast when Charles Spurgeon stepped into the pulpit. Vitality and power radiated from his ministry and personality. His vast knowledge of scripture and theology was, to that point, unseen and unexperienced. It is no wonder he quickly packed out every venue he preached to in standing room only with crowds gathering outside. Spurgeon's sermons are available on the internet reenacted. I have never heard anyone preach like that, ever. While he was loved by the masses gathering to hear him preach, many others were of a different mind. He was very young, not college trained, and not ordained. Therefore, they concluded, he could not be a qualified minister and therefore must be a ministerial quack. Many of the press also attacked and criticized him viciously. Mrs. Spurgeon began gathering all the defamatory statements and pasted them in a scrapbook, which became a huge volume. To all the defamatory remarks, Spurgeon made no reply.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.